KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's currently 6 degrees above zero. We look forward to a partly cloudy today, a high of 25. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In local news, the Atlantic Police Department released details Thursday on two recent accidents here in town. On Wednesday, just after noon, officers responded to an accident on 5th Street near the intersection with Walnut. Officials say a vehicle driven by Jacqueline Wiki of Atlantic was traveling south in the 400 block of the alley between Walnut and Elm Streets and coming up to the 10 block of East 5th. Another vehicle driven by Janice Dubin of Atlantic was westbound on East 5th, passing the alley intersection. Wiki entered the intersection and struck the right side of Dubin's vehicle. No injuries were reported. Wiki was cited for failure to yield entering a street, and her vehicle received $800 damage. Dubin's vehicle sustained about $1,000 damage. And then on Thursday morning, officers responded to a two-vehicle accident at the intersection of 7th and Cherry Streets in Atlantic. A vehicle driven by Ruth McMillan of Lewis was westbound on 7th and coming to the intersection with Cherry. McMillan attempted to get into that turn lane to turn left onto Cherry and struck a vehicle driven by Megan Santana of Atlantic. There were no injuries reported. McMillan was cited for failure to yield making a left turn. Her vehicle sustained $3,750 damage, while Santana's vehicle sustained about $3,950 damage. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education met Wednesday evening at the middle school library to review the results of an online superintendent survey. Ray and Associates were hired to conduct the survey back in October. Representatives from the firm were on hand during Wednesday evening's meeting to go over the details. School board member Christy Pellett, who acted as the board secretary for the meeting, told KJAN News Thursday that 483 survey forms were filled out and submitted. The submissions, she said, came from a wide cross-section of the community and school district.
We had 98 teachers completing results, 7 administrators, 35 support staff, 177 parents, and 105 students, 32 non-parent community members, and then 14 that checked other, 5 Board of Education members.
The surveys revealed there were 33 qualities those persons sought in a new superintendent. The board reviewed a matrix of those along with a recommendation from the search firm. They then selected 10 of the top qualities based on the recommendation. The next steps in the process involve sending out search brochures and applications.
We approved the promotional flyer last night as well as the online application. And so that will go out immediately. Deadline for application materials is the 30th of January. We are looking to have our next main meeting with the consultants will be on February 13th, where we'll review some of the finalists and the candidates there. The board is looking to interview the top candidates the week of February 20th.
The second round of interviews with the finalists will take place the week of February 27th. A final meeting with the consultants is set for March the 1st, with an hopes that an offer will be presented to the finalists soon thereafter. The Creston Police Department says a resident in Creston reported Thursday evening that someone had damaged the windshield on his truck that was parked in the 500 block of North Division Street. The incident occurred sometime between the hours of 9 p.m. Wednesday and 7:15 a.m. Thursday. The damage was estimated at $100. Elsewhere in regional news, one of the region's largest and most popular air shows is being canceled for next year, and it's unclear when it may return. The Defenders of Freedom Air Show had been an annual fixture at the Offutt Air Force Base near Omaha, drawing huge summertime crowds from across Iowa and Nebraska. Drew Nystrom, a spokesman for Offutt's 55th Wing, explains why the 2017 show was being cut.
Canceling the air show will provide the chance to align ourselves with the majority of Air Force installations, which typically host open houses and air shows biannually or at even longer intervals. We understand the air show and the open house is a tremendous opportunity to highlight our missions, resources, and people to the taxpayers. We're committed to continuing the Defenders of Freedom open house and air show at the next available opportunity.
The upcoming air show was scheduled for July 1st and 2nd, 2017, and was to be headlined by the Navy's Blue Angels Precision Fighter Jet Team. Nystrom says it takes a lot of personnel and a lot of hours to put on the event.
For us, mission comes first, and right now that's the best way to handle it is to prioritize that.
The air show was also canceled in 2015 for major runway repairs at Offutt.
The 55th Wing Airmen are providing world-class intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance around the world every hour of every day, and the demand for our capabilities is only growing. We love hosting the Defenders of Freedom Open House and Air Show, but our commander's number one priority is to take care of our airmen. And one way to do that is to give back some time to them and their families.
Nystrom says no future dates for the shows have been set. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Sioux City police officer shot and killed a passenger in an SUV during a traffic stop Wednesday night. The officer was not identified, but Police Chief Doug Young said the officer has been with the force for 3 years. The SUV was being driven by 39-year-old Belinda Benoit of Sioux City. Young says the officer also checked on the passenger, 36-year-old Daniel Reedman.
It was determined that Daniel Reedman had an outstanding warrant from the state of Iowa, and there was an officer alert that Mr. Reedman could be armed and dangerous.
The officer felt threatened when he reapproached the vehicle, according to Young.
Mr. Reedman did not comply to the officer's demands to exit the vehicle. The vehicle was locked. As they were making their demands, there was some furtive movements within the vehicle, at which time the officer stepped back and discharged his service weapon, striking Mr. Reedman.
Police recovered a gun from the SUV. The incident was captured on the police vehicle's dash cam. And Young said that video will eventually be released. The officer has been placed on paid administrative leave as the incident is under investigation by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, or DCI. Reedman, who's from Dakota Dunes, South Dakota, was wanted in Iowa for a probation violation. His record indicated, rather included, convictions on felony charges of second-degree theft and possession of a controlled substance. Firefighters say a child has died in a fire at a rural central Iowa home. The fire was reported around 8 a.m. Thursday in a house northwest of Perry. Firefighters were told a child was trapped in the upstairs area of the house. Officials say that when crews arrived, the house was fully engulfed in flames. Officials confirmed that the child died in the fire. The identity of the child has not yet been released. The state fire marshal's office was helping to investigate the cause of the fire, which has not been determined, but officials say they do not suspect foul play. Police say the bones found in a Des Moines lake are human. A police spokesman said Thursday that experts think the bones are from an education cadaver, but that's not been confirmed. A kayaker spotted what he thought was a human jawbone November 24th as he left the water at Gray's Lake. A Benton County man convicted of killing his girlfriend has been given 40 years in prison. David Miller was sentenced Thursday in Benton. He'd been convicted in September of two counts of theft and voluntary manslaughter. In the October 25, 2015 death of 25-year-old Sabrina Janish of Shellsburg. Officers found Janish's body next to a stolen truck at Miller's mobile home north of Shellsburg. An autopsy showed that she'd been stabbed several times and strangled. And a plan to speed up approval for new drug treatments has cleared Congress this week, and it includes a proposal from Senator Joni Ernst. Ernst is a co-sponsor of the Mental Health Reform Act, and those provisions are now part of the larger piece of legislation that's headed to the president for approval.
It focuses on streamlining the many, many different mental health programs that we have in existence in the federal government. It focuses them, brings them together, and makes them much more efficient.
Supporters say it's the most significant piece of mental health-related legislation since Congress passed a bill 8 years ago requiring equal insurance coverage for mental and physical health. The new legislation set up grants for states to attract psychiatrists and psychologists to rural areas and to beef up community-based mental health care resources.
We are very hopeful with this legislation. We will be able to prevent problems in the mental health area with our constituents in Iowa.
The bill calls for federal funding for training for law enforcement officials who are often the first responders to someone suffering from a mental health crisis. On a separate but related issue, Senator Ernst is asking for more information from the VA officials on two cases in Iowa in which vets committed suicide after seeking help from the Veterans Administration. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.